Good morning and welcome to Empowerment Hour here at Callan FM. So I have two reprobates in the studio with me. May Lloyd, good morning.
Good morning, Denise.
Your first time on the radio?
Ever! I'm so excited.
Oh, that's really cool. And Ben.
Hi, nice to be here again.
Again.
Although it's been a year, do you know?
Not been a year.
It's been a year.
It's not been a year.
A year. almost to the day.
Oh my goodness, how did we manage that?
That's where the year's gone.
Wow, Ben, that's incredible. Yeah. Wow. Well, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to
really
be here.
Cool. So last week I had Jackie Jones and Lorraine Salisbury in the studio with me, and we were talking about access consciousness. So we introduced the listeners to Gary Douglas and to Dane Heer and to the Bars, and the difference that just knowing those two people and that modality has made in our lives. So today I thought we might take it a little bit further, because both of you have done a bit more of access than that. And May, you've got an amazing event coming up in January that I really want to put some focus on. So just give it a quick mention. I've already mentioned it and I'm putting it on Facebook all the time. So you're actually, after this show, we're going to have lunch together, and then you're popping over to Liverpool. And what are you doing there?
I'm going to Liverpool to visit the Malmaison Hotel, as on 6th of January is the Global Bass Day. So that is basically people all across the world sharing, gifting and receiving treatments on that particular day, and I am co-creating a UK event in Liverpool. So yeah, we've got loads and loads of contributions from a lot of amazing facilitators.
And this is a 24-hour event.
It's almost a 22. We're doing 22 hours. So yeah, we start at 12 o'clock midnight on the 5th, so between the 5th and the 6th of January, and we are running right through till 10 o'clock at night.
Wow, and you're going to stay awake for all of that, are you?
That's the plan at the moment. I might have my
best
bars.
Best laid plans.
I might have my bars run and fall asleep while I have them run.
I'm just going to ask my guests to just update us on what they've been up to. So you've not met May before. So May, just an introduction to who you are, where you're from, and who you be.
Who I am.
Who you are.
Who am I? Who do I be? I don't know. I'm May Lloyd. I live in Penrith in Cumbria. So I've come down just to be here, and it's wonderful. So thank you very much. I'm an Access Bars facilitator and a body process practitioner. I've been involved with Access really for about 18 months, to the extent that I am today.
Yeah.
I came across it in 2011 when I had my first treatment. It took me 6 months, I think, to even realise that anything had shifted and changed. And it was really quite a dramatic kind of change. And then I started having treatments myself, because I wasn't in a particularly great place, in 2014, December 2014, actually. So almost to the date. Mm. And I took my first bass class in 2015.
How's it getting better?
And how does it get any better than that? Yeah. And that is really what I do today. A lot to do with access and access consciousness and treatments and organising events, etc.
You organise a lot of events, I've noticed. You just seem to get involved all over the place.
I really enjoy being all over the place. And I love travelling. I love being in the car, like being on the road. And
Yeah, you do.
It's fun.
And so for the listener, you have an accent. So just tell us what that's about.
Oh, right. I grew up in Denmark. So I have been in the UK for about 23 years. I think it is 23, 24 years. So I've been in Cumbria and all that time.
All that time. So you've not lived anywhere else in the UK?
Never lived anywhere else in the UK but Cumbria, yeah. I kind of came for 6 months.
And you're still here.
And I'm still here.
Well, how did we get so lucky?
Yeah.
And you taught me how to say that word, and I'm going to ask you to say it. H-Y-G-G-E.
Hygge.
Hygg.
Yes, that is.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I was like, Higgy? What is this word?
Yeah.
And what does that mean? That's got a sort of, we don't have a word like that.
We don't have a word like that in the English language. It is basically an energy. So it is the being. So it is not something that can be planned. For me, sitting here in this studio, I would use the word that it's hygge. It is the energy that we've got in here. It's the contentment. It's the
coming together.
It's the loveliness. It's the kindness. It is just everything. It is taking all these yummy words that we've got in English and putting them into one and creating a space for everybody where they can just be and be themselves.
It's one of my favourite words. I've got several books that have got that word on, even a book about knitting.
Yeah.
So, I'm in my, say it again for me.
Hygge
space when I'm knitting.
Yeah,
so it's like,
absolutely. That is,
I love it.
Yeah, so that is what it is to you. It wouldn't be what it is to me.
Yeah.
And that is what is so amazing about this particular word, that it is an energy. And it can just come out of nowhere. It's sort of, anywhere.
Mm, I like it. Yeah. Thank you. So, Ben, what are you up to? It's been a year since you've been here.
It's been a year, and it's been a busy year. Been doing a lot with the mountain biking groups this year, going out to a lot of events and treating a lot of mountain bikers. Been continuing to build the Centre for Integral Health down in Shrewsbury, and we've got a bigger team now. We've got 36 on our team down there now.
Wow.
We're offering 28 different services, of which obviously Access Bars and now Access Body Processes are part of that. Access Bars training, and we're going to be doing next year, we're going to be doing the How Much Are You Willing to Receive classes as well. So we've got a lot coming in there.
Cool.
Personally, I've got a new website coming out in February as well, because I will have been in professional practice for 15 years.
Congratulations.
So it's kind of a big milestone. And I'm also really looking forward to heading over to Poland next year as well, where my brother is going to be at the Integral Body Institute in Warsaw, teaching his Life Force Dynamics Qigong, and I'm going to be going along as his assistant and teaching and working out there for a bit. So there's loads going on. It's like super exciting, and I have no idea where the year's gone. And just speaking to Caroline in the office and saying, do you know, it's been a year since I've seen you, and she's like, no way. Where's that disappeared to? But been trying to travel away over the summer as well. Been away a couple of times to Spain for climbing, and just trying to enjoy my body more, and trying to work a bit less, be a bit less intense, and remember that right now is the moment I've got, and hygge is exactly what I want to be in all the time. You know, it's just it's a great word.
It's a great word.
It's a
great
just say
word. It again for us, mate.
Hygge.
Hygge.
Yes.
Hygge. Sounds like hugging, and I like that. So I'll have a bit of that. So, access consciousness. So, May, what does it mean to you?
Wow!
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Being me, being alive, actually being on this planet today, I wouldn't have been here if I didn't have access consciousness.
Wow.
To that, and that's it.
Okay.
How would you like me to expand
on
that?
So that's just, if you were on a desert island, and on that desert island, all you'd been allowed was one access tool, what would it be? You're on your own. What would it be?
Who does this belong to?
Yeah, cool.
Even on my own, I would still bring, who does this belong to?
Because
I would still be aware of everybody else out there in the world, of their thoughts, feelings and emotions. And I would still pick them up as being mine. And yes, that would be my one tool I would bring.
Cool. Ben, what's it meant for you?
Do you know, it's been about discovering how much more is possible. And I think it's so easy, and I'll take it as mine, that so often it's like, I don't think I can do that, or I can't manage that, or this isn't possible. And it's amazed me how many places I've noticed that I'm not telling myself I can't, and just how that is then opening doorways, opening possibility, increasing experience, making life far more interesting, more enjoyable. And I'm definitely having more fun and in a happier, safer, more stable space, more enjoyable space than I can say I've been before in my life. So it's fantastic.
Do you know what I get from you that's changed in the year? The ease that is coming from you now.
Definitely.
You know, and that's a difficult thing to sort of explain to someone, but there's such an ease about you now that you didn't have before.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether you're aware of that or not.
I am, but it's just definitely.
There's less sort of jiggliness in your energy field.
Yeah. And I'm not hanging on to stuff.
I met Ben about 12 months ago for the first time, and I haven't actually seen you since.
Yeah.
And I can resonate with that ease. His whole body.
Yeah.
It's just so much more relaxed and at ease. Yeah. Yes, really. I get that.
I love it.
How's it getting better?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah. And favourite tool so far?
Okay, so now if we were going to do the Desert Island version and I had to, there was just one tool for myself, it would be ask more questions.
Okay.
You know, because I think that's the thing that has really changed things around for me is that I just keep on asking another question.
Yeah.
And it's great, especially working with clients as well, that they'll drop a statement and you can see they're trying to close something and you can ask them a question. It's just like, no, let's just pop that back open again. Yeah. What else is there? What else is there? What else is there? So questioning. But if it came down to something that somebody else could do for me, if I had somebody with me, then it'd be bars. You know, bottom line, as much as I love the body processes as well, there is nothing like getting your bars run.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing. So simple. Such ease comes into my world and I get my bars run. And somebody once said to me, so how often should you get your bars run? Like, how often would you like them run? You know, if there was a bars robot, I'd have one in a
Absolutely.
So if anyone out there could design a bars robot, that would be bloody marvellous. Thank you. And every morning I could wake up with the bars robot touching my bars, which is just on my head. Nowhere else, just my head. And for me, ease, it's brought into my universe, totally about me, with me, being me, the truth of me. And actually coming back to that playfulness that I lost many, 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 many years ago, just seemed to vanish, and for whatever reason, and don't need to go into that. And it's all come back and it's like, whoa, what shall we play at now? What shall we do? And if I was on a desert island, there's one question that really did bring me back to me, and what's right about me I'm not getting.
Yeah,
take that everywhere with me. Or what's right about this I'm not getting. And that not being wrong. It was just like, oh, I've never been wrong. Well, that's cool. I'll have that. I like that. And Ben, you say that you're, as a kinesiologist, you're using access tools more and more with your clients.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, I mean, kinesiology is such a useful framework for working with people because it's a really direct way of asking a body, you know, what it wants. And I love the way that access is engaging with that as a process to kind of encourage people that use it intuitively to listen in, feel and get that sense of. But especially when I'm working with somebody else, it's great because their body sees it.
Yes.
And even if they're not in tune with it, rather than me saying, well, I'm getting that you need this, I can just show them. You know, I can ask that question out loud. I can show them the response of the muscle. And it's really interesting how much the access tools come up. And I had a great example of this just last night. Brand new client, 15-year-old lad, interesting set of issues going on there. And his mum had brought him along and we were looking, she thought it was all dietary stuff. And we just did a whole bunch of access.
Wow.
We did body processes, we did some bars for him, we did some questions with him. And I had an email back from her this morning just saying he thought it was amazing. So, and it was just incredible how much of that came out. And that's what his body went, you know, what, looking at all those tools, Ben, this is what I want you to do for me, because that will shift whatever it is that's going on with me more than anything else.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Super cool. And I love how Gary invites 15 and unders for free to all and any classes, which I just think is phenomenal because they are our future.
Really?
We're creating something here, but wow, they're coming after us. And if they know these tools, the things that they can do to help them, to aid them, to assist them, well, how's it getting better than that? And I keep asking friends that I'm meeting through BizMoms networking who've got young ones, teach them a couple of things. Teach them just to say pock and pod, which we know what all that's about. But actually, kids know how what that is and what that means for them, what comes up for them. Then just pock and pod it. And just imagine the ninja that pock and pod is and blast through stuff. And they're like, seriously? Like, I'm really serious about this. Teach your kids. It's going to be really good for them. Ah, is there anything else on that, May? Is there anything else that's come up for you while you're listening to Ben and I?
No, I think the kids side of it, really great. And I think kids are really intuitive as well. So I was at a fair just last weekend, and there were so many kids. It was a real family event, and we were running taster sessions off the bars, and the kids were so drawn to coming over and looking at us, and they were watching us, and they wouldn't go away. It was like the parents had to drag them past this table where we were running bars, and I really get that kids just absorb the energy, and they just know a lot more than what
we give them credit for. We recognise.
So aware of the energies.
And I get that, how I've done it myself with mine and then loosened up as they got older, how society tells us they have to be this, that and the other. And actually they don't have to be any of it.
We don't have to be any of it whatsoever.
Cool. So what should we talk about next? We've got the global bars. I'm saying we because I collectively feel like we're all in this together.
We've got the global bars event
coming up. And yes, you and Barbara and Sharon are the main coordinators of this event. So that's fantastic. And thank you so much for doing this. It was phenomenal last year. And what's going to be different about it this year?
Absolutely everything in many ways. It is. And then again, not.
Yeah.
It is one of these, when you work with energies, that Global Bars Day is sort of choosing what it wants to be. So we will be slightly different in terms of this year. So in January coming up, we will be running alongside the official times of Global Bars Day. So it starts officially at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it runs till 9 o'clock at night. So we will start it early. So we'll start it at midnight. And we will have some contributions running from Alan Jones from about 12 o'clock. So there will be lots and lots and lots of things to watch and listen to while we still do a bar swap if anybody would like to come.
At that time, yeah.
Because who would like to come straight from work on a Friday and come in and have the bars run?
Sure.
And then we have got lots of contributions from facilitators across the world. So we have got Alan Jones is from the UK, is coming in person. Fiona Kutz will be there. Andrea Lazenby will be here. You will obviously, Denise, be there. We've got Glynis Hughes contributing. We've got Catherine McIntosh. We've got Rachel O'Brien. So there will be contributions from a lot of facilitators via Zoom throughout the day.
And this is global because Glynis, Catherine are in America. Well, Glynis in Canada, Catherine in America, Rachel in Ireland.
Yeah.
And what else is possible?
And we are obviously, we are linking up to all other UK and Ireland events.
Yeah.
For approximately half an hour at some point during the day to do with Mary Haynes, who will do a live symphony of possibilities, which is an energetic session.
Yeah.
So there will be a lot going on, lots and lots of things going on.
And yet at the same time, there's lots of time for relaxation as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is lots
come and
of
lie down.
Come and lie down.
Oh, I will
come
be.
And have your bath. Come and have your bath run. Come and gift and receive. There's space for just chilling out. There's a lovely little chill out zone sort of outside the main rooms. Anybody who just wished to go and sit down and have a bit of space, they will have that space as well. And we have obviously got a room. We've got a separate room this year. So anybody who is just interested in access, and it's not an access bars practitioner or facilitator.
Or never had their bars run ever.
And is just interested and would like to know more. We will have two-hour sessions, so where you, actually, Denise,
I am.
You are, will be doing a little bit of an intro talk on what is access consciousness, what are the bars, and there will be an opportunity to actually receive a session of
in that space. Cool. Yeah, it's great to hear.
I'll
be there, but what am I doing? Okay, it's great to know.
So Liverpool, get the date in your diary. Come on down en masse, join us. You'll love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anybody can come and have a session.
And I've started putting the event on Facebook, so I'm keep sharing your event to my Facebook page, to Diva Empowerment, the radio as well. So there's tons of places you can go and find out about this event. It's at the Malmaison in Liverpool. Is it on the waterfront? the Mal Maison?
It's at the docks.
At the docks, yeah, yeah. Which is great energy.
It's just a couple of minutes walk from the Liverbert building.
Cool.
Yeah, and we've got a nice big room with floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking the docks. And yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Sounds fantastic. Just to go back to, it feels like it was last year, but we're not in last year yet. But the beginning of this year, it was the 5th of January, I think.
Was
it still the 6th? Yeah, and I actually didn't feel very well that day. And I made myself get in the car because I was bringing other people along. And I had my beds to bring as well, the couches. And I got there, I put my couch up and I just lay on it. I thought, oh, I'm not feeling good. And every time somebody went past, if somebody wasn't running my bars, they'd go, do you want your bars running? I'd be like, yeah. 3 times. And by the time that had happened 3 times, I was like bouncing again. Just changed my whole body. I was just so grateful to everyone who offered. And I just received some people. It felt like I was there for hours with one person. Others, it felt so much quicker. And by the evening, I was up and running and I was touching people's bodies and body processes were just running through me. It was just phenomenal. I loved every second of it. So again, thank you so much for last year.
So much
gratitude for you getting on and just cracking on and sorting this out for us all to turn up to. It's just brilliant.
Yeah, last year was amazing. I loved it. It made such a contribution as well, just to how I felt, gave me more motivation and inspiration to do more with Access as well. So again, you know, personal thank you, mate, because I haven't seen you since then. So I haven't had a chance just to say thank you.
Everybody's obviously really welcome. And then everybody who is there makes Global Bars Day. It is not me, Sharon and Barbara who making Global Bars Day what it is. It is the people who are coming and attending and the willingness to gift and receive the bars, body processes throughout the day.
Yeah.
So that our gratitude to the people who turned up is beyond words, and it really just has given us that, yeah, we would like to do it again.
Cool. So we said we'd talk practicalities, and we have just been discussing that while David Bowie was singing away for us there. So we know it's at the Mal Maison in Liverpool.
Absolutely.
We know it starts midnight between the 5th and the 6th.
Yeah.
And goes on
till
midnight. Till 10 p.m.
On
the
6th. Until 10 o'clock, yeah, on the 6th.
That's long enough, isn't it?
maybe not. Who knows?
Could just go out partying in Liverpool after, isn't it? 10 o'clock sounds like a good point to get out and go dancing.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds amazing. And it's the 6th of January.
6th of January, yeah.
And what else do we know? So we've got a lot of stuff being live streamed into the room that you've got.
Yes.
You've got two rooms.
Got the main room, which will have all the live streaming. And then we will have a separate little smaller room where we will link up to the live streaming from Global Bars Day. We will do that as well in between
whatever else is going on
in the main room.
Cool.
So there is going to be a lot going on in terms of
technicalities, contributions
from across the world.
And I don't know Liverpool very well, but I'm going to say that it's probably easy to get to by train if people are going to choose a train ride to get there.
I believe it's about a 10-15 minute walk from the main train station.
Okay.
So easy to get to. It is right down by the docks.
Yeah.
So we are really close, just a couple of minutes from the Liverbert building. We have got overlooking the docks themselves.
Yeah.
So the room is beautiful. There is a car park right next to the hotel, literally opposite the entrance to the hotel is a pay and display car park.
Cool.
I can't remember the cost at the moment.
Well, let's stop Sharon
is the car parking girl. A girl. She's the one who usually finds car parks when we travel somewhere.
Cool.
So
it's good to know it's there.
We can put all that information in the Facebook event.
Yeah.
Anybody who register online on the Access website will get that information nearer the time, as well as there are other car parks available within a walking distance as well.
Great. And what's the cost for all of this?
It's £75 for turn up anytime and stay as long as you like. Come and go as you please.
Yeah, and we'll be able to get food and drinks
there
and everything.
There will be foods and drinks. There'll obviously be your water. There'll be your snacks available throughout the day. There is teas and coffees available from the hotel itself. There are cafes within walking distance. There is food available. So, yes, there'll be lots and lots of food.
Yeah, so you don't have to turn up and stay in the room the whole day.
No, absolutely not. All we ask is that people come and register, let us know that they are there, and then you can just come and go as you like throughout the day. So if anybody would like a little bit of a walk along the docks or have a nip into Liverpool, the centre, you're welcome to do so.
You can always go to the Beatles experience as well if you're, you know, needing a little bit of a break or a bit of a change of energy there, because that's right next door too.
Absolutely, yeah. Come and go as you please.
There's a lot of stuff available, isn't there? So it's not just your event that people can attend. There's loads of other stuff that they could do as well.
Yeah.
Something just flashed. So how does somebody contact you to get details to register for this?
Well, there's the Facebook event itself, just called Global Bars Day 2018. They can email myself, that's absolutely fine, which is May, M-A-Y, at sanname, and that's sanname.co.uk. Don't know if you want a telephone number or not.
Yeah, if you're happy to give it out. Yeah,
I'm happy. Yeah. So telephone number is 07586 349 410, and or they can register on the Access website as well. So if anybody would like to come, if they just log on and register on the Access website, which is what we would prefer.
And it
I'm going to say
there is a sort of a need for that, isn't there? Because you do have limited capacity. It's not like we could take thousands of people, although that would be amazing. Next year, maybe.
Absolutely. At the event that we created earlier this year, we had 50 people at one point. I think we had almost 50 people who registered and turned up on the day. And we had no idea whether we would have 20 or 30 or 40 or 50.
Okay.
And this year, with the space that we've got available, we are at some point having to cap how many we can actually have in the room with limited numbers. So anybody who would like to have a guaranteed space are required to register on the Access website. They will also be emailed information out about what's going on through the day, times, etc.
Yeah. And Ben, you've come up with a great idea, you and your mum together.
Yeah, I was asking my mum what she'd like for Christmas, and she said, you know what, you can gift me the chance to go to the Bars Day with you. Because, you know, she's retired now, so she's not wandering around on millions. And I said, what would you like? She said, well, I'd like to come to the Bars Day with you. And I was like, okay, great, done. That's an easy gift.
Yeah.
A gift that's giving and receiving and all the beautiful stuff that giving really should be about. And it's something that I know she'll really benefit from. She'll really enjoy. She'll really love spending the day with me, with all of you guys.
Yeah,
you
know, it'd be lovely to meet her.
It'll be a fun day. She'll fit in perfectly. You know, she's a great character.
That's cool. Is there anything else? Because we're coming up to the end of the show. Can you believe it, May?
I can't. It's flown by. Absolutely. I think that's about covered everything that my cognitive mind can kind of register at the moment. I love the idea about the Christmas present, I have to say.
Yeah.
I think that is a brilliant
Christmas gifting.
Christmas
Amazing.
Gifting, I would say if anybody would like to take that up and would like a voucher of some sort, then get in touch with Barbara Lurie, Sharon Shaw or myself, and we will certainly be happy to create some sort of a voucher, a bit more official voucher.
And if anyone's unsure about contacting May or Sharon or Barbara, you can get in touch with me as well. So I'm on Facebook all the time. You know that now. It's where else would I be? And you can just message me and then I can forward you all the details. So please don't be shy about this. If you've got any inkling that this is for you at all, then just give us a chat. Give us a shout and we'll have a chat.
And I think the gifting side of it is such an important part. At Christmas time, we spend so much time giving each other stuff that we kind of don't really need.
Yeah.
And there's something about this as a gift to anybody that you would gift it to that would give them so much in their lives.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about a gift that would really, really boost somebody's life, this is a beautiful way of doing it. You know, a day of really being able to receive all of that change for themselves, all of that possibility. So strongly encourage you to do it. Buy good presents, people. Buy things that really, really serve the people you're giving it for. Go for it. Get on the Global Access Day next year. Come on.
The rallying cry.
Yeah,
come on.
I love it.
Yeah. That's it. And if you've never had your bars run, you don't know what we're talking about, again, you can contact me. I'm going to be doing two talks on the day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And you can come and have a listen to me and find out the change that it's created for me. And what we were saying about the ease in our bodies, ease in our lives, challenges just become like, yeah, challenge. OK, let's do it. Bring it on.
I would never thought I could do anything like this. And what are we creating for this? Even just 13 months ago.
Yeah.
And that was just 2 months before we started creating the event for this year.
Yeah, cool.
So awesome.
Can I just say thank you so much. You've travelled quite a way down the motorway to be here today. I'm
so
grateful
welcome.
To you. And Ben, thank you.
My pleasure.
First time since
pleasure.
Last year.
My pleasure.
Marvellous.
It's always a joy. Thanks.
And I will be back next week. There's no Lorraine today, so there's plenty of music coming up. Lorraine is at her son's nativity play. Where else would you be when you've got a six-year-old? It's like, oh, makes my heart sing. And I will be back next week. Next week, Lorraine and I are combining our 2 hours, and Dave is staying after his show, and we're doing a Christmas extravaganza. So all the Christmas songs, terrible jokes, food. Well, we'll have it here in the studio.
Get yourself a sweater by then as well, Denise.
I need to get a sweater.
Sweat,
yeah,
something.
Perhaps I'll borrow yours. Thank you so much, everyone. We love you. Appreciate you so much. So much gratitude for each and every one of you. And I'll be back next week. Bye for now. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.